Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, sister, and welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space where Black women get to where the healing resides. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. And honestly, this is a very long title, but the title of this episode, more or less, and I might change this at some point, but the title of this episode is I'm Not Gonna Front. In 2022, I was scared about one thing, and I'm just gonna cut to the chase right here and let you know that what I was most fearful of in 2022 when it came to Brown Girl Self-Care was letting you down and also not representing quote unquote Black excellence. So I want to talk about that with you in case you are struggling, feeling guilt about, you know, not being all the things, letting people down in your community and your family, etc. I want to talk about that today. But first, before I do, I want to first of all, you know, just as I always try to do, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, being here in community with me as we move forward together collectively. Thank you for showing up every week the way that you do. I do actually want to go ahead and do a shout out on this podcast for someone that left a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. I try to do that from time to time. Sometimes I just don't have the space to do so, but let's go ahead and just quickly get into it. This comes from Candice N, and she says, "So your podcast are my therapy sessions each time I'm on the road and having some quiet time. I have been able to take time for me and just sit, listen, and tune in to what my spirit has been needing. I'm on a healing and discovery journey made possible through this podcast. You have been a great friend that I never met, but one that has or had been true and simple and simply real and sincere. Excuse me. I am so appreciative of your gifts and sharing such impactful tools and resources. Thank you for making yourself available and continuing to share your gifts with others." Man, thank you so much, Candice. I greatly appreciate your review. I appreciate you showing up and feeding me love and words of affirmation right there. So I just want to say thank you. And for everyone that has left a review, I greatly appreciate you because those words of affirmation, you know, they're one of the things that helps me to continue moving forward as you and I do this work. Okay. So thank you, Candice. I appreciate you. All right. So I wanted to make sure I did that shout out. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Again, this is really, this is just a heart-to-heart conversation, if you will. I do have some notes so that I can hopefully stay on track. But really, this is just a heart-to-heart. And maybe you can use this as just a jumping-off point when it comes to, you know, what you do in 2023 with your time, your energy, how you're processing your feelings about Black excellence and trying to be all the things. You know, and also maybe releasing some fear behind being afraid to disappoint people. Okay. Cause that's really what it is. Being afraid to disappoint people, being afraid to let people down because you're not able to be Superwoman and you don't have to be Superwoman, number one, but just that feeling that that pressure that we feel that we have to show up. We have to always be on point. We always have to do things, in just this high, I guess, high achieving kind of way, if that makes sense. So, oh, I'm so sorry. Look, speaking of, definitely not like trying to be perfect here. One thing that I forgot to do is, I forgot to let you know what I did for self-care this week. And this one's really important, as they all are. But I'm glad that I'm talking about this at the beginning of the year. So for self-care in the last week, and honestly for the last few months, but anyway, I wrote out my monthly budget. So I'm going to just tell you, in case I've not made it very clear in previous episodes when I've talked about money and all the mistakes that I've made. Listen, I have been a fly by the seat of your pants type of chick. Okay. In some parts of my life, not all, but in some parts of my life. And then while in others, I have been super, super, super controlling. I'm sure all of this is like this, like a trauma response, right? In one way or another. But the money thing is one example. I would get so stressed out by dealing with money, like dealing with money, thinking about making money, how I'm going to make money, paying bills, getting this bill in the mail, taxes, like all this stuff, y'all, all this stuff. And I'm saying this as a woman in her 40s, okay? Like, again, going back to just flying by the seat of my pants, because I was so stressed out behind money and bills and all that stuff that I just wouldn't bother with it. I was either just spending it like it was, you know, just like I just had millions of dollars in the bank, which I do not. Or I just didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to look at my checking account. Like, I would just be so scared, y'all, especially in the last couple of years, especially since I quit in 2019 my corporate job. Like, I would be so scared to look at my bank account. Not all the time. But just generally speaking, I would be afraid to look at my bank account because it would just be all kinds of foolishness happening betwixt them accounts. Okay. Just all kinds of foolishness happening in there. And so last year in Q4, yeah, I made the decision, maybe Q3 or Q4, somewhere in there. I made the decision, like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I'm really just finding ways in my life, and I encourage you to as well. I'm really finding areas in my life where I can invite in more rest, more ease, more flow, more alignment, like, seriously. And so my finances, like money, was definitely one of those things. And so last year I made the decision, hold on, there's a ambulance. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear that or not. Every time I record, either the neighbor's dog barks, or there's like a fire truck going by or an ambulance. But yeah, late last year, I made the decision, like, I'm not playing these little games anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. It's just too stressful. It is too stressful. And so we've talked about like who you identify as, right? And so I decided, like, I'd identify as someone who takes ownership of and like stewards the money that God, the money and the opportunities that God is providing. Okay. So last week, as I've been doing for the last few months now, last week I sat down and I made a budget like I've been doing for the last few months, and it has helped relieve a ton of stress for me. And the less stress I feel, which, you know, it's for me, stress shows up in a variety of ways. I feel disconnected from myself. I feel disconnected from God. I get inflammation in my body. My body is aching. I get this certain discomfort, like this feeling in my stomach. My brain and my body kind of like kick in, like fight or flight and struggle. So the less of that I feel, the more I open myself up to feeling liberated and being liberated. Okay. So I want to make sure that I mentioned that that's what I've been doing. And actually, I've been doing this thing where I have Money Mondays and Finance Fridays or Financial Fridays. And in essence, what it is I literally do the same thing every month. But, and maybe this needs to be another podcast episode, because this wasn't the point, and I don't want to make this episode too long. But I'll just quickly say that I do Money Mondays and Finance Fridays, and on Mondays and Fridays, I'm looking at my money. at minimum Mondays and Fridays. And I'm mapping stuff out. I have like a separate journal that I keep with money. I look at my spending and like all those things. So that way when I go into my bank account, like it's on point. I already know what's going out, coming in, like all that stuff. So again, I want to start having more money conversations amongst other things I want to talk about going forward, but I definitely want to start having more money conversations, how to make it, how we're spending it, what our trauma does in relation to money, just the effects of capitalism and this idea of how we have to earn money to survive. Like, just, I want to start having money conversations and bringing those type of talks to the table on the podcast. So again, that wasn't the point of this episode, but I will say, you know, just stay tuned for more conversations on that. Okay. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and get into today's episode, which again, I want to talk a little bit about just feeling like a failure, feeling like I'm letting everybody down and that I'm not being Black excellence and things like that when it comes to how I run Brown Girl Self-Care. So if you've been a part of the Brown Girl Self-Care community for a minute, whether it's the podcast, if you're on the email, like the email newsletter, if you were on the... what's it called? Like the text message. I forget what it's called. The text message. I have like a text message service thing where I can text you little quick little words of encouragement or things like that. I think it's called text marketing. But that, or even on social media, right? Even on social media, you might have noticed that I've been MIA for a minute in those specific areas. Now, I know I've been creating the podcast. How long have I been podcasting, y'all? I think I started the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast maybe in 2019, possibly, or somewhere in there, 2020. I don't really recall, honestly. But so far, we are about 180 episodes deep with the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. So I know I've been showing up every week like that for the last, what, 2 or 3 years or however long it's been, but I haven't been showing up in the other places. Now, it's not hard for me to share my thoughts on the podcast each week, because that part comes easy to me. Well, I mean, well, sort of. It still takes time to plan the episodes. It takes time to write out the notes and record, invite guests if I have guests, do the scheduling of that, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do the podcast show notes, which, listen, I don't know if you've seen the podcast show notes, my notes compared to other people's notes. My notes don't be noting. Okay. My notes, them things don't be thanking. My notes don't be noting. And that's just... That's a part of this conversation. Like, but anyway, the thing is though, I enjoy doing the podcast. As introverted and awkward as I feel and self-conscious as I feel, like if I was having this conversation with let's say I was having this conversation on the stage. Okay. Someone invited me to speak on their stage about this specific thing that I'm talking about today. I would feel so uncomfortable. I would feel so awkward. I would be so scared. I am not going to sit up here and lie. That is how I would feel because that's not my comfort zone. And that's one of the reasons why, pretty much the only reason why, you ain't seen me on nobody's stage. Okay. Because I would be so scared. I really would. I would be so scared. But I guess my gift is, and that's something that I know that I need to work on because I don't want to live my life in fear. And I know that I'm blocking opportunities by not showing up as a speaker when I know that I have been put here to speak, right? But there's different ways to communicate. And that's why I like the podcast, because I enjoy it. There's not like any resistance. There's not too much resistance for me in creating the podcast every week. So I show up in that way. I don't really feel any struggle when it comes to recording the podcast. It feels natural for me to talk on here the way that I'm doing with my notes and everything. And so that's how I'm rolling. And so I'm leaning into that part of my gift. You know, I know that God gives us specific gifts and talents and opportunities and things like that. So I'm leaning into that lane with my gift, the podcast, because it's easy for me, or easier. Okay. It's simpler for me. And so that's why I do it. But then, you know, there's all the other stuff that make up Brown Girl Self-Care, you know, my website, I haven't touched that in a month of Sundays. Like, you know, it just takes much more behind the scenes to keep Brown Girl Self-Care running. And frankly, I didn't have the capacity to do those things in 2022, or really, honestly, even 2021. And this is why, like, last year, after a certain point, like, I wasn't posting on social media. You ain't seen me go live, but maybe once in the last quarter, maybe on social media or on Instagram or whatever. Hell, I ain't even sent out an email to y'all or like a little text in a month of Sundays. My Patreon, I had to go in there and kind of update, because I had to let them know, hey, if you are a member of the Patreon, you're really doing it as a sign of solidarity in the work, in my labor, versus having this expectation that you're going to get all these things for, you know, $5, $10 a month. Like, I'm not in a place to be able to do that, because I was literally draining myself by all trying to do all those things, right? It was just hard for me to keep showing up authentically and hard to feel good about showing up, you know, and doing all these things. So, like, the graphics, the ideas, the podcast, writing and blog posts, and I was trying to put events together and showing up on Zoom, but nobody was really showing up. Like, trying to make space for community. And it, like I said, it's hard. It's hard, at least for me. This is my truth, okay? It's hard. It takes a lot. And it's scary AF, okay? It really is. And I take all of this very seriously, so much so, like, if I could just relate to you how much pressure I put on myself, there's really nothing that I could say that would relay the amount of insane pressure I was putting on myself, okay? Because I take this very seriously. I take this very, very seriously. And so what it looks like for me is, like, one of my trauma responses is I just shut down. I just stop. I just shut down. I give up. I just don't do it. So I just stopped trying to do all of it because I was tired. Number one, there's only so much pressure that I can take before I just become completely just drained. Can you relate to that? Do you feel what I'm saying? So I was just tired, y'all. I was, like, tired, and I just needed to restore and recharge. And so for the last part of 2022, I just knew instinctively, or like my intuition was saying, and God was saying, like, or I feel like God was saying, just stop. Just stop. Stop, just stop, literally just stop, and just be quiet, be still. And so that's what I did for the remainder of 2022. So that was number one. But number two, like, I wanted to create this important thing for us, for you, for me, for everybody, every Black woman, right? That resonates and supports and makes a difference. But, you know, like I said, there are times in my head that I get in my head that if I can't perform at this level of excellence, if I can't perform at the top of the top, you know what I'm saying? Then nothing I do is good. Nothing I do matters. Nothing I do is valuable. I'm not valuable. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough because I'm not doing those things. You feel me? So that's what it was, right? So, you know, I wanted to give you some things, or kind of like clue you in on some things that I'm doing just with Brown Girl Self-Care in honor of my worth, in honor of my value, in honor of my liberation from expectations that the only time I'm worthy is when I'm pumping out content, like being this content machine and showing up everywhere and doing all the things, and operating from a place of, like, pushing myself to be the best. Gotta be the best, right? Or, like, everything I offer has to be, like, this grandiose, like, this grandiose big scale thing. You know what I mean? So one of the things I'm doing is, like, I'm redefining what my best is. Like, what I feel my best is for this year. Because contrary to how I've been feeling, like in the past, like, everything does not need to be at, like, quote unquote, Black excellence. Everything does not need to be all or nothing. Everything does not need to be so black and white for me. Like it's this or it's that. It's top notch or I'm failing. It's all or it's nothing. Like, I gotta be all in or I'm a failure. You know what I mean? So I'm redefining what my best is for this year, what I can do this year, right? So maybe for me, Black excellence, for example, and I'm just now thinking of this off the cuff. So for example, maybe excellence for me and my best for me is I can do one email per month, period, or two, whatever it is. I haven't thought this out just yet. I'm still kind of like rethinking some things. But like, so again, like I said, I'm going off the cuff, but maybe for me, excellence to me or doing my best, what I have the capacity to do looks like I'm only sending out one or two emails every month and that's it. Or I am only going to do one Instagram or social media post per month, or I am going to just create one set of show notes and copy and paste it for every episode and just make a few minor adjustments, and that's gonna just have to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just rethinking some things and I'm redefining what is the best for me right now in this moment that feels liberating for me, that feels good for me, not based on what anybody else is doing, not based on anyone else's standards, not based on anyone else's opinions or thoughts on what I should be doing or how I should be doing things. Like they also, like when I'm redefining, I'm going inward and seeing what honestly resonates for me. Okay, not resonates for everybody else. What resonates for me? What feels good in my body when I think about doing whatever it is, XYZ? How do I feel with that? Do I feel some inner turmoil over that decision? Do I feel some inner resistance over that resistance over that idea, that thought? And it's not so much I'm running away from things, but it's just me having this understanding that everything is not for me and I cannot be all things for everybody. I cannot do all things for everybody. And I'm not in a place where I can value the ideas and opinions and needs of others over the needs and ideas and my feelings. You know what I mean? So again, I'm redefining what's best for me this year. Okay, and doing what makes sense for me. So that's the first thing. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break real quick right here. Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. Each episode, a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Feeling more grounded and relaxed is Black girl peace for me. And so I really need that while doing things like tackling my to-do list or even braving this crazy LA traffic. If you know, you know. So something that helps me tap in is Recess Mood. It's a delicious sparkling water made to enhance your relaxation time and mood without any alcohol involved. So what you will get instead is real fruit, mood-lifting magnesium, and stress-balancing adaptogens. And again, no alcohol, plus no added sugar. So I've tried all the flavors and I really, really like strawberry rose. It's like a little burst of peace in the middle of chaos because, again, for real, navigating this Cali traffic is insane. Now, Recess Mood is not only my go-to for staying balanced while on the go, but it's also good for chilling at home too. It's like having a little slice of relaxation right in the palm of your hand. So next time you need a little pick-me-up without the alcohol, without the hangover, give Recess Mood a shot. It's been a fantastic addition to my routine. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Something else that I'm doing is, and I have, I think, three things here. So that was number one. The second thing that I'm doing is, I'm reminding myself every single day or as often as I possibly can that I am only one person, okay? I am only one person, okay? I'm not this guru, all right? Like a lot of people claim to be or how they set themselves up as the expert. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. They do whatever makes sense for them. I'm not talking about that as a judgy. I'm pointing my finger like, oh, look at these fake gurus. I don't really listen. I don't even really care about that. Honestly, I'm just letting you know that I'm using that as a reminder that I'm only one person. I'm not a whole squad. I'm not a whole team. Okay. And many of the businesses, I don't know if you know this or not, but many of the businesses or these people that you follow, these brands or people that you follow, or these influencers that you follow or that we follow on social media, they got whole ass teams behind them, sis. Okay? So if you're a new entrepreneur or you're doing things on your own, I just want you to remind yourself that a lot of these people have teams, okay? Many of these business people that you see that have built themselves up or they're built up to a certain level of success, they have whole ass teams. And these teams, you know, will free them up. These teams allow them to just show up and be the star or show up and just record, you know what I'm saying? Or show up or whatever. Like these people have people doing their show notes. They have people writing their blog posts. They have people creating their social media. They have people doing their marketing. They have people posting for their social media. They have people handling their finances. They have people finding them like speaking engagements and finding opportunities to partner and collab with other people. They have folks running their ads, like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Please remember that. Just like in life too. Like if you're, I'm a single person and I've been single for a while. I'm a single mom. I've never been married. And if that's you, or if your situation kind of sort of is like that, I want you to remember that some people in life, they have access to different resources and or access to different help, right? For example, I didn't have like a strong family support when I was growing up and even now in this day and age, and other people do, and that's okay, right? So you just have to remember that sometimes you're just, even if it's just for a season, it's just you sometimes, okay? And we have to be okay with taking some of that pressure off when we don't even have access to the same resources abilities, whatever the case may be. It's just different, and different doesn't mean bad. It's okay. Okay. But I just want to remind you of that. So it's like, I ain't got all that. I ain't got all those things I mentioned before. And that's okay. It is okay for me to be on my own, like my own level, being in my own lane and keeping things simple, because that definitely works for me. It's okay for me not to have all the answers. It's okay for me to only be capable of doing so much, okay, versus trying to do all the things, because that's the expectation, right? So that's a key place where I struggled over the last few years. And I'm telling you, I would end up feeling stuck. I would end up feeling like frustrated. I would end up feeling depressed. I would end up feeling angry. I would be sad because I felt like everybody else was able to operate from this level. And then there was just me. Like, I feel like this was an isolating kind of thing for me. Like, I would feel like it was just me out there struggling. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the case for me. Just reminding myself very often that it's just me for now. And, that it's okay to keep things simple. It's fine. It's fine. So that was number two. Like, remind yourself that wherever you are, right, in life, in your business, in your journey, as a parent, as an employee, as an entrepreneur, like whatever it is, like whatever season of life you're in right now, if you feel like you have to show up in such a way, you have to be excellent at all, like, no, sis. Like, allow yourself to take the pressure off, okay? Allow yourself to just be okay with keeping things at whatever level makes sense for you, that feel good for you, and allowing yourself to just drop the expectation that everything else, you know, that you don't perfect is a fail, because that's not true. It's really not. It's not true. Doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't make you stupid. Doesn't make you any of those things. Okay. Doesn't make you lazy. None of that stuff. None of that stuff. So allow yourself to take the pressure off. Okay. And then the last thing that I would say that I'm really trying to focus on this year is just kind of, this is kind of piggybacking on the second thing that we just talked about, but just, being realistic with myself about what I can do now with whatever resources are currently accessible and available to me. Okay. Just being okay with that. So like right now I'm prioritizing my energy, and this is huge. Okay. Prioritizing your energy is huge because it's a resource. All right. It's a resource. So I'm prioritizing my energy, which again is a huge resource. So that for me will look like doing my best to no longer work on Saturdays and Sundays this year, even if it means something has to wait until next week. Okay. I can't do it anymore. There were some weekends I didn't work, of course, but for the most part, it was just like, oh, I'll record a podcast episode here. I don't know. It's just like, I didn't have many complete weekends free. And in 2023, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm prioritizing my energy. What this also looks like is like utilizing my calendar and my time strategically or in such a way so that I stay on task during thought out windows of time each week. Because I mean, I would have my calendar, but then I would still be trying to sneak stuff in, or I wouldn't be able to stay on track. Like, staying on track sometimes is hard for me because I would get distracted by what other people are doing or what I feel like I quote unquote should be doing, or just being distracted by just other things in general. Like, just if you have a lot of tabs open on your computer, like that's how my brain would be sometimes. I don't know if it's like a form of ADHD or I really don't know, but sometimes it's hard for me to stay on task. So I realize that too. And so I will make sure that I try to set myself up for success by like shutting certain things down when it's time to work on certain things. Right. But anyway, just utilizing my time and my calendar, to the best of my abilities and doing so strategically. And also like And this is something that I want you to think about too, in life, in business, whatever. But I have decided, like, I'm going to have a virtual helper. So I've begun budgeting for a virtual helper to do some of the behind the scenes kind of stuff this year. And that will help to free up some of my time. And for you, that might look like one thing that I'm doing now. This is not business related, but it's kind of going back to time-wise. One thing that I decided to do is, like, I'm creating a budget for certain things in my life, and two specific things in my life that I am budgeting for is having at least once per month regularly, if not twice per month, I want to start doing like the boxes again for food, because there is nothing that, well, there are other things, but one thing that really depletes me is thinking about, like, okay, what am I going to make for lunch, or what am I going to make for dinner? What are we going to eat? You know, all that planning stuff. Like, I want to be able to not have to think about some things sometimes. I just want it to be accessible to me, period. So that's one of the reasons why I love, like, the boxes, like Green Chef, right, and other boxes like that. But in any case, that's one of the things that I'm budgeting for now. And then also, I want to have a budget where I have once a quarter someone come in and clean, like, do a deep clean on our home. So I can do the simple cleaning. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Oh, and by the way, and this is not a plug, but by the way, for Christmas last year in 2022, even though this isn't a Christmas gift, or maybe it shouldn't be, but ain't no shame in my game, I bought a, what's it called? Abyssal. I think it's the Abyssal Power Fresh Steam Mop. I bought it from Target. It was like $115, if I'm not mistaken. Bought it in December of last year. And this has been one of the best investments I could have made in the last, like, 6 months. Real talk. Because it gets my floor so clean. Again, this is not a plug. And I'm telling you this because the cleaning part isn't necessarily hard for me. And the cleaner, like, when I have habits of keeping things clean and things like that, it just frees up so much internal stress and energy. Like, I don't stress as much about, oh, is this clean? Is that clean? Like, if I just kind of keep to my schedules and routines, when it comes to cleaning, it's easy for me. But what I don't want to do is worry about doing, like, the deep clean, like someone coming out and hitting the baseboards and cleaning out the stove, or like cleaning out the inside of the stove, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because it's so time consuming. So for me, just budgeting for certain things throughout the year, and what I like to be able to have someone cook for me, like literally come and meal prep for me and cook for me. So all I got to do is pop stuff onto the stove real quick, or into the oven, or into the microwave. Absolutely. I would love to have that. I would love to have someone come out and clean my house every single week. Are you kidding me? But my budget does not allow for that right now. So I do what I can. And I just have been creating room or space or budget where I can have people do some of the things that will help take some of the work off of my plate. And that for me feels liberating. So that may not apply to you, those two specific things, but maybe there are things in your life where you're like, you know what, I should start putting some money into a bucket for this and for that and for this, because it frees me up internally. And when I'm freed up internally, I feel less stressed. I feel more liberated. I feel more at ease. I have more energy to do other things. You know what I'm saying? So just being realistic with myself about what resources I have, not in comparison to what other people have. That is not of importance to me. What resources I have right now, and what is accessible to me right now in this season. So that may change over the coming months, over the coming years, depending on where you are, how much money you're making, and, you know, like what you have available to you as far as support and things like that. But just seeing what that looks like for you, and then making that work to the best of your abilities. Like, all we can do is our best, okay? We can't, we're not perfect. We weren't put here to be perfect. We weren't put here to do all the things. So just kind of like making that work for you and working within, I don't even know how to describe this, like working within, I'm sure there's a technical term for this. I don't know what it is, but working within your zone of genius or your wherever your energy is high, like working within that. And then also looking at those parts, like even making a list, like I feel really empowered or energized when I do these types of things. When I do these type of things, I feel really sluggish. I feel stressed. I feel, I don't know, slow. I procrastinate because I really don't want to do it. Those kind of things, are you able to get support in those areas? Are you able to outsource a little bit so that you can free up some of that bandwidth, right? That bandwidth that we have, that energy that we have is to be protected and nurtured at all costs. And so that's important to me. So yeah, just redefining what quote unquote my best is for me, reminding myself, you know, that I'm only one person. And so I don't need to play the comparison game and by looking at what other people are doing, especially when these people have whole ass teams and money behind what they're doing. And then also just being realistic, what can I do right now? What resources are available to me right now? In what ways can I further support myself right now based on what I have available to me? Does that make sense? So that's what I'm doing so far for 2023, and it's really paying off. But all of those things I'm doing because, again, I really honestly, I'm glad that I made this episode because I just wanted to share with you like how I have been feeling for a little bit, and that way I can release some of that expectation of being perfect. I know that you understand. I know that you get it. I know that this resonates with you because you are a Black woman doing, you know, we're not on the same, we don't have the same experiences, obviously, but our journeys are similar. You know what I mean? As far as like just, you know what I'm saying. So it's just like, just me being able to be authentic and show up and let you know, hey, y'all, this is what it is. And I was scared about this one thing because I don't want to let you down. I do, obviously, in my mind, I do want to do all the things and make Brown Girl Self-Care like this experience and perfect. And if I don't do those things, I feel like I'm letting you down and that I'm not being, like I'm not, I guess, quote unquote, Black excellence, right? So I wanted to talk to you about that today and bring that to the table and let you know what was going on, how I feel, what I'm doing to kind of like, I guess, protect myself, be more gentle with myself and compassionate with myself, which is very important for us. And again, just showing up authentically, which is really important to me. And because I never want to have anyone think that, you know, Bree always has it all together and she's perfect and she's, you know, just whatever people think when, I guess, when they're in their mind hyping me up. I just want to let you know, like, just like you, I'm a real person. I'm a real person dealing with real stuff and doing her very best to make a difference, to make an impact, but also not like depleting myself, okay? Because we do have certain gifts and talents and skill sets and desires and passions and visions. But I don't feel like God put us here to kill ourselves in the process, if that makes sense. Like that to me doesn't make sense. I don't feel like God put us here to burn out, to be used up, to be stressed, to be disconnected from ourselves, right? To be depleted. I don't feel like that was a part of his plan. I just refuse to believe that. So I feel like we can do the things that we were put here to do, but we can do it in a more sustainable way, if that makes sense. And that's what I'm all about. Just doing things in a healthier way, doing things in a way that feels, that's filled with more ease. That just feels more positive and with less pressure, if that makes sense, with more flow and less resistance, if that makes sense. So that's my goal for 2023, or one of my intentions, I should say, for 2023. Okay. So y'all, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Hold on one second. Here's another ambulance or fire truck, of course. Couldn't wrap up the episode without that. But yeah, that is it for this week's episode. I am so glad that you are rolling with me in 2023. If you have not had the chance to do so, sis, if you would be so kind, make sure that you leave a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And if this if this episode landed with you, if it resonated, if you were able to get some nuggets from it, I would love for you to share it on social with your community so that other Black women will have access to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast as well. So that is it for this week's episode. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.